QB to QB with Saints quarterback Drew Brees is brought to you by Go Auto, low-cost auto insurance, and University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. Drew, good evening. How are you? And thanks for the time, man.
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. Drew, what was it like to see Teddy Bridgewater put up those numbers that he put up in the win on Sunday?
And, Drew, was it all your coaching or what?
I wish I could take credit, man. Teddy's a hardworking guy, and he continues to get better and better, and obviously finding his comfort zone as well. You know, it was fun to watch all that hard work, you know, that's been taking place, for a long time, especially over the last few weeks, begin to take form, and have some opportunities to push the ball down the field as well. You know, I felt like going into that game, you know, we felt like we had some good shot opportunities, and it was just hoping that we got the right looks, and sure enough, we did. And Teddy made some great throws, and guys made some great plays all the way around.
Now, Drew, when does it become a case in point? Obviously, we all know about Michael Thomas and his greatness and being targeted. If it seems like it's not double digits, it's at least 8 or 9 times. He was targeted 13 times, 11 receptions, 182 yards, very explosive, 16.5-yard average, a couple of touchdowns, a long gain of 42. I'm like, well did Tampa Bay not Todd Bowles? I know it's not his first rodeo. He didn't figure out, like, we can't let Michael Thomas beat us. I mean, just break that down. Like, I'm even thinking if I'm Jacksonville, you know, I'm going to make somebody else beat me. I know Michael Thomas could beat a double team, but to me, that boggles my mind that do they not understand the opponent, how good Michael Thomas is? I don't know. Explain that to me.
Well,
you can tell Drew, he's pretty hot, okay?
Yeah, well, I hope he's happy. I hope he's happy that Mike put up the numbers that he put up.
Yes, I'm very happy.
We're rooting for that every week. You know? But, I mean, you know, we've talked about this before. You know, some teams come in just bound and determined to, you know, stop Michael Thomas or Alvin Kamara, you know, whoever it might be, and they've got, you know, their plan for that guy, and it's like, hey, we're not going to let this guy beat us, but, you know, and then you got to find other ways. But, obviously you leave yourself vulnerable when you do that, right? I mean, if you're going to double mic, double out, if you're going to do these things, then you have to sacrifice something, right? So
right.
Are you sacrificing an additional pass rusher? Well, that means we're going to have more time to find the open guy. Are you going to sacrifice a safety? Are you going to sacrifice, you know, leaving Jared Cook one-on-one, and maybe that's a great matchup for us? I mean, it's nice to have weapons, right? It's nice to have other places to go with the ball. Jared had a nice game. Ted had a big play in the passing game as well, and you know, I know Traquan's been a little dinged up, but man, I think he's a guy who's just waiting to kind of explode in this offense as well. And so, I think we're in a good place with the guys that we have, you know, the playmakers that we have. And I mean, Mike in a lot of cases is one of those guys that you know he's going to win if he's one on one. So if he's one on one, then ball's probably going his way, you know. But you know, we got other places we can go with it as well.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees here on Sports Talk. And Drew, saw on your Instagram you were throwing a football, albeit it wasn't an NFL football, but just talk about the progress there in your rehab of your thumb.
Yeah, man, it's progressing one day at a time. It's, you know, kind of uncharted territory for me. And we're kind of, I mean, just with this whole rehab program, you know, no NFL quarterback has ever had this kind of surgery done on his throwing hand, you know, with the internal brace and that kind of thing. So as far as a rehab perspective, like, we're fast tracking this thing as fast as we can, and trying to kind of pave the way with it, you know. So every day is really like a new day. It's like, hey, how does it feel? What do we feel like we can do? How hard can we push it? There's definitely a healing process that needs to take place with the ligament, but continuing to get range of motion, continuing to get strength, gonna continue to work my way up to, you know, a bigger ball, a heavier ball, and hopefully sooner than later that's going to be an NFL ball, and we'll be slinging it around again.
Drew, can you grip an NFL ball right now?
I mean, yeah, okay. I can grip one, yeah.
Okay. So do you have a timeline on when you might be able to start throwing the Duke?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. And when I do, you know, it's going to be scaling it up. You know, you don't just grab an NFL ball and start and throw it 100 times. You know, I mean, you got to scale it up. And then it's one thing to throw it to stand still. It's another thing to start moving around. It's another thing to start throwing the ball and having people run at you and all that other stuff. So there's a process here.
And Now, Drew, Chris is trying to be an investigative reporter, so I'm trying to tell him the slowest rule. So
here. I'm just asking what the fans want to know.
Yeah, I know. Drew, looking at Alvin Kamara, you brought him up. I think the magic number, I think I've done enough homework on this, and I think I don't want it to be over 25. I'd say 18 to 25, and he had 23 touches, total yards of 104. And I think he's a stud. I think Christian McCaffrey's a stud, 1A. I think they truly had that level. I'm looking at Christian McCaffrey against that was like a Hall of Fame game that he had against the Jaguars. 237 yards to scrimmage, three touchdowns. Now, I thought this was interesting. He averaged 9.3 yards per carry, and he caught six passes, 61 yards. And the one thing that caught my attention, that is the fourth time this season that Christian McCaffrey has at least 175 yards of scrimmage and at least one touchdown in the first five games. That tied a record set by Jim Brown in 1963. Whoa! I'm like saying, well, that is very studly when you think about, isn't Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara kind of the same cat, the same dude that you want him on your side? But I look at Carolina not being so smart, considering that, look, we're not even close to December, January, and he might be MVP-type category, but they're giving him the ball 35, 40 touches. I mean, come on, how can he truly last? I think they're not even letting him practice just to rest for the games.
Well, it's working.
Right, right.
I agree with you. The numbers are astounding, you know, and if you look at the percentage, I don't know what the percentage of snaps is that he's playing, but I know after the first two games, I heard that he had played 100% of the snaps in their first two games. Which is unheard of, right? For a running back in this day and age, at this level. Listen, those hits certainly take a toll. I mean, if he's able to touch the ball that many times and last through an entire season, that's amazing. It's amazing, and
right.
Maybe he can do it. You know, he's young, he's strong, he's athletic. You know, maybe he can do that. You know, but certainly the amount that they're relying on him in the passing game, in the running game, is pretty phenomenal from what I've seen. He's such a versatile player, just like Alvin. You know, there's nothing that they can't do.
Right.
You want the ball in their hands, whether it's running the ball or throwing it to them, just because they, you know, especially in space, right? So, it's impressive.
Drew, you're a competitive guy. How do you balance – making sure your thumb is 100% ready to go, opposed to kind of coming back, even though it's not 100%. I know you want to get on the field.
Yeah. So I've got to be smart. You know, I've got to be smart. I've got to temper my, desire to get back out there as quickly as possible. And understand that it is about putting myself and my team in the best position to succeed, right? And so the last thing I want to do is go out there when I'm not ready, when my thumb is not, you know, healed enough to where I'm either putting myself at significant risk or I'm not able to do certain things because I'm just not quite there yet with the strength or stability or whatever it might be. That wouldn't be smart. It wouldn't be smart for me. It wouldn't be good for my team. So I'm going to keep an eye on that as we go along. But, man, I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to be aggressive with this. And we have been, like, again, it's uncharted territory with this kind of an injury for a starting quarterback's throwing hand in the NFL, and so we're trying to set the bar with it. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm trying to be as progressive as possible and kind of set a standard for something like this. But I'm also going to be smart as we go along.
But also be patient, right?
I don't know. I have to be right. I can't.
Right.
I recognize I can't go out there and get the job done right now. So yeah, I do have to be patient, which is hard. You know, I've had days where I've been disappointed. You know, where I expect to be able to do more and I can't yet, and so I'm disappointed. But as long as I'm progressing and getting a little bit better every day, that's a positive. And that has absolutely been the case. And it's been pretty like big leaps and bounds, you know, not just little things. It's been leaps and bounds every day. So that's a good thing.
Drew, I know the silver lining, potentially maybe you got to spend a little bit more time with your kids because you're not, is that true?
It's about equal time with my kids because it's more time in the training room.
Ah, okay.
You know, it's more time just trying to get back to baseline, you know, which is kind of the hard part in this whole thing is, you know, you feel like you're just trying to get to baseline with overcoming an injury.
Now, Drew, does Brittany tell you maybe you're around the house too much or you got to go rehab or what?
No. Like I said, it's pretty much the same time. It's the same amount of time around the kids, you know, but that's what the off season is. It's like, you know, she's like, don't you have a job? Don't you have somewhere to go?
Drew, have you used your thumb to get out of a chore that maybe Brittany has asked you to do? Like, it's not ready to do that yet.
Yeah, I mean, early on, for sure, you know. Early on, it was, you know, I can't do the dishes. I still have the stitches, you know. I can't, I can't grab the trash bag. You know, I can't quite take that. Left arm, now, got to rest that one, too, you know.
Bob, you got one more for
Yeah, now, Drew, the one thing, you know, when you're doing homework and you're preparing for a team, now we talk about this on the radio, I've been somewhat surprised at Jacksonville right now being -4. Now, we're +1. I wish we were +4 because I think that is meaningful in that turnover margin. But the Jaguars, they won before last. They've only had 2 takeaways so far in the season, and the unit has only 1 takeaway in the last 5 games. That's surprising to me because it seems like, I don't know, maybe just reputation. The Jaguars, they seem like they've always been an opportunistic-type team. And force errors, and especially play well at home.
Yeah, I think we know what they're capable of. That Jaguars defense, you know, they're only 2 years removed from being, you know, one of the best defenses in the league. And I know they've kind of been banged up. You know, Jalen Ramsey, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? And you know, up front, they've been banged up a little bit. Lost, you know, a linebacker from last year that's not there this year, but I think they've just changed their style, you know, and I think like a lot of defenses, there's times where you may start the season kind of doing what you did the year before, and then you realize, okay, we need to change it up. And so what I see is they're becoming much more aggressive. They're pressuring a lot. They're bringing linebackers, they're bringing safeties there. So they're bringing the nickel, you know, so it's a much more aggressive style defense than I think it has been in the past. And so it's just another kind of way that you have to prepare for somebody and kind of a new mindset.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees, thanks for the time, man, and we wish you good luck in rehabbing that thumb.
All right, guys, thank you.
Thanks, Drew.
QB to QB with Saints quarterback Drew Brees is brought to you by Go Auto, low-cost auto insurance, and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.